Yeah, the corporality of like you're playing with different limbs, different things. Like, I love when people like, I feel like a lot of people. Phaser to the vibrato, and you can use your pinky to like do this other thing with your hand. I was mind blown, and it distracted me so much that at the end, like Omar Rodriguez Lopez says this about his pedal was like 30 pedals at the height of like Mars Volta and all that stuff. He was like, no, the guitar is the input. The guitar is the input to this thing, but the main thing is the pedals. Mm-hmm. And at the end, it's like more like dancing because you're turning on and off and rocking things, the pedals. It's, I love that physicality. Yeah,
that's so interesting to think about dancing, because dancing is like the expression, like your movement is the expression that people are, that are digesting, right? It's like the movement of your body.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't necessarily, like, your body is your instrument, right?
Yeah, I was reading this critique of Western music education. Mm-hmm. And, like, in the Western world, you can get a PhD in music and without knowing how to dance, which is sacrilegious for everybody in Africa, because because music is for dancing. The important part might be even the dancing. I don't know. I'm really ignorant. I guess like I'm in the Western world right now, but like Latin America, when you open a book of Western history, it's not even there. It's a byproduct of colonization. So, but it's really eerie to be like, okay, but like dance, music should be about movement, should be about dancing for some cultures. But mm-hmm. maybe the US, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, like, you know, listening to you talk about that, I'm thinking about like mosh pits, and I think about like headbanging, and how that's like just a different type of dancing, different type of self-expression, and that, you know, there's so many different kinds of quote unquote dancing, you know, and it looks so drastically different, but.
And even like dancing schools, I never go to this like dance lessons, the traditional ones, because they're like, there's a man, there's a woman. I'm like, no, I don't like that. And they're like, for me, it's so eerie to say like, these are the rules for dancing good. I'm really allergic to that. I'm like, no, I just want to dance and be happy. And I would like to know techniques so I can make different movements, but I don't want to follow a pattern. Like, I don't want those rules. I want to have options.
I agree. I think like with anything that involves sort of a class or instruction, the barriers immediately get put up, and it's like, you know, I can just think about like, how much did I learn about playing guitar in the few lessons I took when I was a kid? Like when I was 12 or 13, and I would say, when I got my first guitar, and I would say, at this point, very little, you know, like right now, like I remember being in the chair and I remember going there, but I don't remember learning anything or doing anything. And whether that had any impact on me, maybe, who knows. But the amount of time that I was alone with my instrument, playing in my room with headphones on and experimenting with, you know, pedals and different tunings and all that stuff, that is what shaped me, because that is totally boundaryless. There is no rules, no nothing. And or jamming with somebody who you can, you know, like when you have a dance partner who you can freely communicate with and experiment with, like all that's what becomes music, that's what becomes songs, that's what becomes albums, you know. And there's no prescribed learning that you go through. You just go to create and experiment. And I think it sounds like, just to sort of like go back to the original beginning of this conversation, it sounds like you're working on technology and projects that are going to allow people to do that type of experimentation.
Yeah, I want people to have options. I don't want them to have them follow fixed rules. That's really important for me.
Yeah. Accessible, right? Even put the raw materials in their hands, or the raw instrument in people's hands, get them to just start making sound, you know. And that's
there's this beautiful guide of how to play guitar by Nels Klein, that he says like it's like four steps, I think, and one of them is like, get a thing with a string, maybe it has one, maybe it has many. Make sure that the string can rattle. It gets very like low tech, and then it says maybe find enough, maybe do it very loudly so it makes a sound, and then it says like period. And then the next optional step is that maybe if you want to be able to play with other people, it might be a good idea to tune the string to a particular pitch, but that's not necessary. Also, Jack White says that about his guitars. Like, he loves used guitars, and he says that he never wants to play a new guitar because it has no soul. And he also says that it's more educational for a kid to have a one-string guitar than having the most amazing, high-end, expensive guitar, because you need to be free. You don't need to be in awe or feeling self-conscious about damaging an expensive investment. So yeah, he's a huge proponent of those things, of like that do-it-yourself cheap mindset. Because at the end, music is also that. Music is fleeting. You're fighting against entropy. You're making a sound that is going to be heard once. And music is fleeting. Like, that's the whole point. It's not like a painting that tries to stay there for a long time. It's by essence fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
For the past 100 years, we have millions of reproduction. I love to make, when I teach, like, music perception, I say, like, yeah, the vinyl is a promise. It's like you capture sound there, but every time the needle goes through it, it destroys it. So each act of listening is also unique. And even if you avoid that and it's digital, it's at the end it's actually rattling a speaker, and they also change over time. Maybe you don't feel it, but it's happening. And even if you have a titanium speaker, you're hearing with your ears, and they're getting destroyed every day. So every act of listening is unique and fleeting. And pretending that they're all the same or that they are repeating, that's our own imagination and problem. But the act of listening and the act of music is fleeting, and that's what life is to. So for me, that's really sacred.
Well, that's really, really, really beautiful, Aaron. And I think we're reaching about almost an hour here. Which is amazing. I'm so pleased.
You can edit this and like.
No. This doesn't need to be edited. I think it needs to go as long as possible. So we're gonna play some music that cool. you've worked on at this mm-hmm. point, and I'll put your all the appropriate links in the show description, and. I'll get everybody to check out your work, and if there's anything that you want people to see or play with, I will certainly make it accessible mm-hmm. to everybody who's listening.
Yeah,
right
I'm
now.
Really easy to find on the internet, and mm-hmm. like I link everything, and I work really like openly. Like, I'm on GitHub, all my code is there, my website has links for that, has links for my label where I publish all my work.
Fantastic.
So yeah, I'm easy to find.
There's a listening to all your stuff. Now that I'm thinking about it, there's a few people I want to make sure that are aware of you and that you're aware of them, because I'm getting some cool ideas in my head for people who should know you and who that you should know as well, and we're all friends, which is I just want to make everybody more friends so that we can all hang out.
That's the good thing on this year. Like, it's been so hard to meet new people.
Yeah. Okay, well, I love you tons, and I miss you. And
thank you for this invitation.
Of course. So we'll see each other soon, and you're beautiful. That's really all I can say.
Lord, thank you for your show, and thank you for this space and this conversation. It feels really good.
Okay.
Thanks.
Aaron, you are a gift to the world. That's all I have to say.
That's you.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon, pal.
Yeah.
Right.
Bye. Thank you.
Listening to 90.3 CKUT in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I am Corbin, your host of Warp Core. Welcome to the show. Hope you're having a good night. It is Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. I hope you are good. I hope you are safe. And thanks for joining me and my friend Aaron. We talked earlier today and had a really nice chat. And he's a real interesting and wonderful artist and musician, programmer and educator. So give it a listen, get the archive. And give his work a look, which I'll post online so everybody can get the links. Okay, you're listening to Warp Core on CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Thank you. as I make my move. I'll change my email, lose my phone, I'll shave my head and buy new clothes, and let those sand and winds just blow away. So season, it's a state of being, that just being in a warmer state won't help me live. And so I won't be moving out to Los Angeles this fall. After all, I've got a mother that I just can't leave.
Just follows those.
get the dreams he used to dream that he got. All forget the boss he's vaping on the job. At a bar in Queens, Regina is the barkeep. She pours them both a water and a beer. Oh, Dina, what a week it's been since Danny as Michelle draws on a napkin. Dina fakes a smile at the dancing kid. On the bottom shelf, and in her heart she's carrying a stone. Since the person that she thought she maybe could love turned out to be a ghost, so she steps out for some air. Dream that she forgot. All forget.
Carmel will be blessed. And once again, thanks for...
The Prison Radio Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directly collaborative with people who are currently incarcerated. With that in mind, we would like to let you know that we have a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters. In fact, we have two phone lines. You can call us Collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviere de Prairie Prison by calling 514-876-3748. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call that number and leave a message for us with news to share on the show or an audio message for your loved ones inside.
Good morning. My name is Donald Hall, welcoming you to another edition of the Full Circle Show. A special good morning goes out to Kai Kindu and family. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning. Among the musical selections will include Louise Bennett, the Fratz Quintet, and the best of Aline featuring DJ Easy.